Again, the text says, Paul's saying, this is your treasure. Be completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. What a treasure you have. And you don't have to seek it out. It's already yours. But you have a choice. I have a choice too. You know, we could be like the farmer, and we could just take a little coin of all that treasure, that wonderful treasure, and hide the rest in a well and think about all the things that we probably shouldn't do. Or we could do this. We could say this. Well, you know what? I'm not going to use all the peace that I have. God's in charge of the world. God will take care of everything. Doesn't it say at the end of the book that everything's going to be peaceful? I'm just going to sit back and let God do everything. Or you could say this. You could say, you know what? There's a lot of Christians around. There's billions of Christians in the world. In fact, there are a lot of Christians at Peace Lutheran Church. Someone else will step up and bring peace. I don't need to operate the treasure that I have. Or what if every single person realized the abundant treasure they had and shared it with others? The treasure of peace. What if we made every effort to extend a hand? What if we sought every opportunity to bridge gaps, to share this unity that we have, Paul talks about? What if we just realized we could give peace and we could give this peace out and know that there's an abundance right behind us, a pot of abundance that we can access? Paul is saying here, this is the exercising of the faith. This is the walking of the faith. It's giving peace, sharing the treasure that we have. Now, some of you this morning, you're attracted to probably sitting, and I don't spiritually, I'm saying sitting, which is just taking in who God is. That's a part of Ephesians. Some of us are attracted to standing boldly saying, I'm confident in what God has given to me. And some of us are about exercising, which is really about sharing this treasure that we have. Just think about that as you go home today. Which one of those do you like? Which one do you live in your life? Again, life is lived best. If you talk to Dr. Stanley or Dr. Todd Muley, they'll say life is best lived when it's balanced. Walk or sit, walk, and stand for various reasons. Paul would agree. He'd agree with the doctors, totally. He would say life is best lived when we, as a Christian, we sit, take in that we have a spot by Jesus. We walk, exercise this treasure of peace in our lives, and we stand with confidence, boldly, knowing that God will protect us in all things. Let us live that balanced life, walk, sit, stand. Let's pray about that, and then we'll share our faith here in a moment. Dear Lord, we thank you for this powerful teaching here from Paul, but it's not from Paul, it's from your Holy Spirit. Lord, search us out. We're not all the same. We're all different here at Peace. Some like sitting, some like walking, some like standing. Lord, search out our hearts, each one here, and give us a balanced life so that we can, at moments, take rest and sit. So that we can exercise peace in the world. There's such a great need. So that we can stand as well and take joy in that and realize boldly that nothing can touch us, that we are in your hands. Give us that balanced spiritual life. In Jesus' name, amen.